And now, here comes story time.
Our Chachamim teach us in the Gemara, Yogaiti umotsasi. If someone says to you, I have worked so very hard, but I have not succeeded, Al ta'amin, do not believe him. The same if he says, Lo yogaiti umotsasi, I have not worked hard, and yet I have been successful. Al ta'amin, you are not to believe him. However, if someone says to you, Yogaiti umotsasi, I have worked so very hard, and I have succeeded, ta'amin, you are to believe him. Yes, dear children, the Gemara is teaching us a very important rule in life, and that is, if you really want to succeed, you must try your very best, and only then will you be successful. And as the well-known jingle goes, good, better, best, don't sit down to rest till the good becomes better and the better becomes best. That's right. When Hashem sees you're trying your best, then he does the rest. Yes, Hashem helps you reach total success. In fact, dear children, we are taught this very important lesson right at the very first sentences of the Holy Torah. And as we open the Torah, we read the very first sentences, we find this lovely message, a lesson, how important it is, Yogaito, you must do your best, umotsoso, and then you will find total success. As the Torah tells us, Vayehi Erev, and it was evening, Vayehi Voker, and it was morning, Yom Echad, one day. Yes, dear children, a day is made up of Erev and Boker, that is, evening and morning. The evening introduces the night, and the morning introduces the day. And you know what, dear children? There is such a wonderful lesson that we can learn from these words, Vayehi Erev, and it was evening, Vayehi Voker, and it was morning. And to understand this lesson, I'm going to tell you a very interesting story. It's all about little David and his sister Miriam. Both David and Miriam were truly fine children. They respected their parents and behaved so nicely. They both attended a yeshiva, that is, a Hebrew school. David went to a yeshiva for boys, and Miriam went to a yeshiva for girls. Now, for some strange reason, Miriam would always bring home high marks on her tests and schoolwork. However, David would barely bring home passing marks. One day, David asked his father, Tati, why can't I get such good marks like Miriam? She's always bringing home hundreds. And look at my marks. I'm ashamed to show them to you. Father listened carefully and said, David, I think that the reason why Miriam is doing so well in her work is because she's really trying so very hard. You see, the very first thing Miriam does when she comes home is to do her homework. She does it together with her friends, and together as a group, they always complete their work and do it so very well. But David
I'm sorry to tell this to you, but as I am told, when you get home from school, you first go out to play. And then, at the end of the day, when you're good and tired, you first sit down to do your homework. Now tell me, David, how can you expect to get good marks? You're really not trying hard enough. You know what, David? I have a very nice story to tell you. And from this story, you will understand much better what I am telling you. Strangely enough, the story is about a grasshopper called Skippy and an ant called Crawly. The grasshopper is called Skippy because he skips around all day. And the ant is called Crawly because he crawls along on the ground. And from this story, you're going to learn something so very important. Oh my, call out David. That sounds so interesting. Please, Tati, tell me the story. Please tell me the story. Skippy the grasshopper was truly some jolly fellow. He was always so very happy. After all, he spent most of his day jumping around from one blade of grass to another as he joined the rest of his friends in all the fun. Yes, he just loved to go bouncety-bounce, and boy could he jump! He had such long feet with which he could jump so way up high. Sometimes he would climb way up to a very high tree, only to sit there for many hours and look around and marvel at the colorful scenery. Yes, Skippy was really enjoying himself. He was really having a good time. But one day, he noticed something so very strange. For way down on the ground, he saw how Crawly, the slow-moving ant, was carrying something so very, very heavy. He called to him, "Hey, Mr. Crawly, what are you doing? Why are you working so hard? Come and join me in all the fun. See, look how high I can skip and jump. Boy, this is fun." Mr. Crawly, the ant, looked up and said, "Sorry, Mr. Skippy, but I'm too busy for that. You see, I'm carrying a large crumb of bread that I found. I'm taking it to my nest, where I will store it away for the winter season." "What?" called out Mr. Skippy. "You're worried about the winter season? Why, that's months away. Why spoil all the fun? Come on, join me. Come on, let's skip along together." No, said Mr. Crawly. "I can't do that. You see, if I don't store away enough food in my nest, I will not have anything to eat during the cold wintry months when everything is frozen and covered with a heavy blanket of snow." Saying this, Mr. Crawly the ant continued to carry the heavy piece of bread towards his nest, and he said, "Tell me, Skippy, what are you going to do when the winter sets in? Where are you going to be, and what are you going to eat?" "Ha, ha, ha! Who cares? Now I'm having a good time, and who cares what's going to happen later?" And off he went, skipping along and bouncing from one blade of grass to another. "Well, David," continued Father, "it didn't take long, and the winter finally arrived, and the howling winds brought along the heavy drifts of snow which blanketed the ground. It was then that Mr. Crawly the ant suddenly heard someone knocking at the opening of his nest. "Let me in! Oh, please, let me in! It's so cold outside! I'm so hungry! I didn't eat or drink for such a long time. Please let me in." "Why, it's you, Mr. Skippy. And you don't look so happy. You look like you're in real trouble. I'd love to help you, Mr. Skippy, but I'm sorry. There is nothing I can do for you. You see,
You're way too big to fit into my small and narrow nest. You should have taken off time during the summer months and built for yourself a nest that will be large enough for you. I'm sorry, Mr. Skippy. I just can't help you.
Well, continued Father,
poor Mr. Skippy tried so hard to fit into the small nest, but alas, he just couldn't get in. And so, poor Mr. Skippy had to remain outside in the cold and frosty weather. Oh, what a pity. Nothing to eat, and nowhere to stay. You see, David, continued Father, Miriam does so well in her studies only because she really tries so hard. She prepares for it, just like Mr. Crawley, the ant. Remember, if you will try just a little harder, you will surely do better, too. In fact, this is what the Torah teaches us from the very beginning. Vayehi Erev, it was evening. That is, we are to work so very hard at first, even if it's so very difficult, even if it appears to be dark. But only then does the Torah guarantee, Vayehi Voker, and it was morning. That is, we will be able to enjoy the brightness of the day. Remember, David, as the Mishnah says, Yogato, only if you try real hard, then Umatsasa, you will find and enjoy the great reward that follows. With a bright smile on his face, little David looked up and said, Yes, Tati, I understand what you mean. I'm going to try harder. Yes, harder than ever before. Thank you, Tati, for such a lovely story. And thanks for such a wonderful lesson. A lesson I'll remember for a long time.